Starting on Wednesday, Milwaukee will begin a new strategy for ending chronic homelessness. The program is called Housing First. It offers chronically homeless people a place to live. The federal government defines them as individuals who've gone without housing for a year straight or multiple times over 3 years. Milwaukee has counted about 200 such people. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, the feds will provide enough funding over the next 3 years to move 300 people into permanent housing.
It's a little before 8 in the morning when I meet Perry outside of a home on Milwaukee's northwest side. He leads me up the driveway and around to the back of the garage where he opens the door.
This is my house.
The garage belongs to an elderly couple. Perry says he sometimes cuts their grass or cleans their gutters, and in exchange, they allow him to sleep here a couple of times a week.
So, you have a nice little TV here?
Yeah, that was borrowed to me to let me use it. So I had something to watch, otherwise it'd be a little boring, you know?
And this is your bed?
Yeah, that's a mattress that came from a hospital bed. So I just laid it on the floor and...
Perry says when he's not staying here, he's downtown.
And everybody I know is all down by Wisconsin. So I eat down there, and I'll usually hang out with some friends, and, usually we'll kick it underneath a bridge I'll sleep under there or something.
At age 53, Perry has a few deep wrinkles around his eyes and is missing his bottom teeth. But overall, he looks younger than you might expect for someone who's lived on the streets for 3 years.
What happened?
Just a bad relationship.
Perry says he and the partner he left were addicts.
I'm on a methadone program now, trying to get my life together so I can see my kids. And she's got to have one good parent. And like I say, I refuse to die an addict, you know.
Perry is typical of people who are chronically homeless. Often they have some sort of disability or alcohol or drug dependency. Outreach efforts often tie together a place to stay with treatment. But now the city of Milwaukee and the county will try a housing first approach. It means giving people a place to live with no strings attached.
It's a utopian way of doing this, you know.
That's Eric Collinsdyke, a community intervention specialist for Milwaukee County. He says the hope is that after chronically homeless people have a permanent place to live, they'll be willing to address their other issues. Collinsdyke starts his day at around 5:30 a.m., driving around the community making contact with homeless people. He's been telling them about the new Housing First model.
We had a guy who's been in an encampment in the woods for years, who finally said to me a couple weeks ago that he wants to talk to me about housing in the fall. That's pretty cool to me.
Collinsdyke says that while it's great to hand out sandwiches and sleeping bags to homeless people, hoping to eventually coax them off the street, it'll be much better to offer them immediate housing. Both Milwaukee County and the city will cover the $1.8 million the program is expected to cost annually by reallocating money received from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD spokesman Brian Sullivan says that since 2010, the Housing First program has noted a 21% decline in the number of chronically homeless people in the participating communities.
The data is there that providing them housing first is a much more effective way of getting them off the streets, where not only are they costing the system more, tragically, they are dying on the streets.
Back on Milwaukee's northwest side, Perry, the man who occasionally lives in a garage, says he looks forward to the day when he has a permanent place to stay.
Just to have something I can see as my own. It's been so long since I got to be able to do that.
LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.